Our dictation for Shabnam Amir, SHABNAMAMIR, date of birth is 3/4/1984, date of accident 8/29/2023, date of service is 5/2/2024. And the patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She reports of ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7-8, with radiation to the left arm, as numbness and tingling with involvement of all the five fingers, and also in the right elbow, which is around 4. Pain in the lower back is also reported shooting to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, with numbness and tingling of all the toes. She also has a tailbone involvement with bilateral sacroiliitis. She's undergoing conservative treatment with physical therapy, and she's responding very well. She's been having the TBI issues, but her headaches are improving now, and they're not so severe as before. Dizziness, vertigo is also improving. Memory loss is not severe. Anxiety, depression is also improving. Overall, her pain is from 7-8. ADLs are affected 8, and she reports 20% improvement so far in the symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review. For additional issues, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure of 180/72, pulse 52, pulse oximetry 98. Rest of the exam, same from previous visit of 12/11/2023, dictation number 0115-061. Plan. Well, the MRIs for the patients are discussed today. They were done recently. She has a bulging disc at L4-L5, L5-S1, which is putting pressure on the right neuroforaminosus at L5-S1, and bilateral facet joint hypertrophy and inflammation, edema, annular fissure of the disc. Patient was informed about this finding, and a use of epidural injection with steroid is discussed. Patient is undergoing conservative treatment for another month, and if no relief, then this will be provided to her. I think a series of 4 injections, 15 days apart, will be the best. In the cervical spine, is found to have a herniated disc from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, with various nerve involvement, neuroforamen involvement, especially left C6 nerve, and mild spinal canal stenosis. 2 injections are proposed to her for the cervical spine to bring some relief in the neck pain. Left shoulder has a subacromial acromiodermatoid bursitis and no evidence of rotator cuff tear. No injections are proposed, only physical therapy. She's provided with Furoscix, 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN, 60 tablet. Tramadol is given, 50 milligram PRN, 30 tablets for pain relief. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been ordered. She's continuing physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, left shoulder, and the right elbow, 3 times per week with traction and massage. She is off work. Household replacement transportation has been ordered also. Date of service is 2/5/2024. Medical education, PTSD is ordered for her. Neurology referral has been given to her for her TBI. Back brace, cold compression is being used, and medications are provided to her, which is Mobix 7.5 milligram PRN twice a day for healing anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex, 50 milligram, sorry, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ellevel 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, anxiety, and pain relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for pain relief and neuropathy pain. The patient is quite stable, and she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Meanwhile, she continues her physical therapy. She's also advised to do a chiropractic treatment also, with massage and acupuncture possibly, and then she'll be seen in a month's time. Thank you.